Why is digital attractive? What is it? How can I count the ways? All right, let's start about the most important feature of this digital. The single most revolutionary capability that it has is that it can be copied. You transfer the data from one machine to another, you decode the data, and you have a duplication of your first recording. In the analog world, that is totally impossible, no matter what anyone tells you. Now, no record company is going to come in, spend all those big bucks, and give the original tape to Sam Goody to sell. That tape has to be copied and duplicated in large quantities in order to be sold so that people can take the music home and enjoy it. It's impossible in the analog world to do that without losing something. Now, you can say, I love the sound of that something that you lose. Many people are saying that. You can say that all you want, but you cannot duplicate the master tape in the analog domain. It's exactly what it is, an analog. It's an approximation. Because of the nature of the way it records, machines can be built that can be manipulated, mainly from editing. You can do things to the sound to modify it or change it in the if you stay in the digital domain, which do not sacrifice other things, like you can change the sound without adding noise. You can do very precise musical editing, which you cannot do in the analog world because you do it by duplicating the original tape. So you can make a totally electronic editing system instead of sitting there, as I have done for years, with a razor blade and hoping and sweating that you don't cut that original tape in the wrong place. And then what are you going to do? Because there is only one, unless you run multiple originals, which is Thomas Edison's idea. I mean, it's ridiculous to even think about comparing the two things. It's a totally different way of recording. Not just the original recording, but of preparing it for release, making it presentable, making it in a form that can go to the plant so that this will ultimately be on a CD without destroying the sound or compromising the sound. There's more. I haven't even touched upon the perfection of the recording. There's no wow or flutter if everything is working right. In analog, there's always wow and flutter. It's just part of it. To exaggerate, if a pianist hits a steady chord or a steady note, that thing sounds like the piano sounds. It doesn't sound like an accordion, I'm exaggerating. There's none of that in the digital. Obviously, there's no noise reduction necessary. All these miserable compromises that we've had to make through all these years, the Dolbys and the DBXs and all those things, which never really worked right. They always take something away from the sound. In order for them to work at all, they have to be precisely adjusted. And if you know the pseudo-technical type of people that are in the recording business, you know that the Dolbys are never really adjusted right. They never really, some of the classical people make an attempt at it, the European types, but not in the pop or jazz field. So, those are out. Those are gone. That's history. Make it sound better, even than it sounds now, really. Huh. Because there's always new things happening, particularly in the digital world. That's just beginning. That is a total revolution in the way sound is recorded. People don't really understand how far-reaching that is yet. They're comparing analog to digital, but there's no comparison. There's no way to compare it. People ask me if I'm sentimental about the demise of the LP, and absolutely not. I'm glad to see it go.